Hey everybody, and welcome back to the podcast.
Hey, I was supposed to say that with you.
Let's say it now.
Okay, ready?
Hey everybody! Welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for coming back to listen to us. We're going to share with you a little bit about our month. It was a good month. Happy Easter, by the way.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, it was a fun month. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Emily, you want to tell us a little bit about why this month was so good?
Yeah. I know in our last podcast, we talked about how we had been feeling a little bit discouraged. Things had just been slow. We've seen God working in so many ways. So it's,
yeah.
We know what he has done, but it just was a drier season for support raising. So we're feeling discouraged.
Yeah.
But this month, the Lord has just really been showing us his power in our support raising and in our weakness, especially. Yeah.
Things have been really different, and we're praising the Lord for that. But I was thinking about this last podcast and listening back to it and how I really struggled to think about what First Peter was. I said book, I said chapter, and then later on one of our church members was like, you know, it's an epistle, right? And I was like, yeah, I actually do know that, but I just couldn't come up with it in the moment. And we were just really struggling during that whole podcast and also with the whole month.
Yeah, it was a hard month. Yeah, I told a story wrong, you know, all kinds of stuff.
And at the end of the podcast, I talked about spiritual warfare, and I was like, we're going through what I thought maybe Satan was attacking us. And I was thinking, and I thought about, you know, how bad we were at remembering scripture, and like, you know, that's probably the first thing that Satan would come after if he was attacking us. If you think about it, when Jesus was trying to defy Satan's temptations, all he did was quote scripture, you know?
Mm.
And so if that's most dangerous to Satan, of course, that's the first thing he's going to come after. So I'm glad that we are through that. And I now realize that we need a lot more scripture memory.
Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, has a lot of power, and we don't really realize it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, but it was a good month as far as support raising goes, because God brought in 7% more of our monthly support. Woohoo! So that was exciting.
Yay.
And a lot of one-time support. So we are currently at 69% of our monthly support.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked, and we have 11 churches on our support team and 66 individuals or families. So we're just praising the Lord for that. That is more than we could ever ask or imagine. It's just amazing to see God doing what he promises to do, provide.
Yeah.
And so, we're just thankful. We're feeling encouraged, and we're continuing to pray for more. But outside of that, even outside of support raising, it's been a good month.
We had the opportunity to visit a church in North Carolina and be a part of a weekend-long missions conference that they held there. And that was really fun, really enjoyed being with that church.
That was our first missions conference, in-person missions conference, outside of our own church, too. Yeah. We've been involved in other ones online, but not in person, so that was really cool.
Yeah, it was very organized, very well done, and we just couldn't get over how much of a good communicators they were, which was really nice. It was really nice to have that. They were just a great church.
Yeah,
I can't say enough about them.
And then one of our friends too, who used to live, he went to school with me, and then he lived next door to us. We got to stay with him at his place because he's actually their new youth person.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really sweet. He was really kind to us, and it was nice to catch up. But yeah, just everyone in the church was so friendly. There's another connection where we met the parents of a younger couple whose church we visited. We just love them. Yeah. And so meeting their parents was awesome. They were so sweet to us. We actually had a dinner at their house on like Friday night of the weekend. And I was talking to someone, and I talk with my hands a lot. And I dropped my entire plate of lasagna on the floor.
Yeah.
And, you know, normally it's like, oh, all that, but before I could even get that out of my mouth, she was just like, she just She
holds her finger up to her mouth. She does.
Oh yeah, she was like, shh. Like, don't tell you. But it was just so sweet. And
yeah,
just a funny story. They were just really sweet to us. She didn't even make me feel embarrassed about dropping my food at our first missions conference outside of her home church with all these more seasoned missionaries. Yeah,
it's really interesting to see connections come full circle. You make a connection from another connection, and you think, from that first connection, you know, we're not going to really, like, this is not going to come into anything. We're going to be good friends with this person,
mm-hmm.
and we want to be good friends with this person, but it's probably not going to, you know, really go anywhere. But then it ends up being, like, a really
sweet connection.
Awesome, helpful thing later down the road to meet new awesome people.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to meet families, too, you know, generations. Yeah,
that's right. That's really right. Cool. Yeah.
And at that missions conference, there was a missionary, well, he and his wife are back in the States now, but his name's Dan Iverson, and he and his wife were there for 35 years, I think.
That sounds right, yeah.
And he was the area director, is that right?
Regional director, okay. I think is what it's called.
For Mission to the World over Asia. So
mm-hmm.
he has just a lot of experience in Japan and in ministry, and we felt like we learned a lot from
We got to sit down with him and pick his brain and hear what God is doing in his life. And he was able to help us youngins out and empower us and into a lot of things, and encourage us to do things that might help us before we get to the field.
Yeah. Like, he really encouraged us to be reading more books, just in general, more books, and to be memorizing more scripture, but it was in such a loving and gentle way.
Yeah. So. But one of the things that was great about him and having him there at that missions conference too, was just how bold he was about the need in Japan, and how much need that he sees in Japan, because he's had so much experience in it.
Hmm.
And so that was really encouraging for us to hear, but also encouraged us to be more bold about Japan.
Hmm. One thing that he was talking about this weekend that we both learned, we didn't know this, is whenever you take classes on missions or anything like that, people always tell you, like, it's better for an indigenous person to share the gospel than a foreigner coming in. You know, like, it's received better.
It's true almost everywhere.
Almost everywhere. So we always thought it would be better, like, for a Japanese person to share the gospel with another Japanese person. But in Japan, he said that's not the case. Because the culture is so uniform that if a Japanese mm-hmm. person were to share the gospel, it would immediately just shut another Japanese person down.
Yeah.
But if a foreigner does it, they're like, of course you're a Christian. You're a foreigner.
Yeah. Well, you get a free pass for it.
Yeah. And it's not so...
It's expected of us. It's not expected of a Japanese person. Yeah.
Like that proverb.
And so that person can be very easily discredited because of it.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
If they're Japanese.
Like the prosciutto nail will be hammered down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In Japanese society. You want to say it in Japanese?
Daru kugi wa utareru.
That's it.
That means the protruding nail will be hammered down.
Yeah.
It's like the only Japanese phrase I know.
That's not true.
We've actually been learning a good bit, so.
Yeah, we're enjoying our Japanese learning, but we have such a long way to go. But it's fun to be able to talk about eating hamburgers at McDonald's and
so now we can talk about McDonald's behind our friend's back and they don't know it.
Oh, yeah, because it doesn't sound at all similar, does it?
Oh, well.
You should say it so they can hear what it sounds like.
You want to say
it? No, I'm so bad at saying that word.
So McDonald's is McDonald's.
I think they'll probably know if we're talking about McDonald's because it's
maybe pretty, I mean, it sounds very different.
I don't know, but anyway.
Yeah,
we got a little sidetracked there, but yeah, we're super encouraged. Arden ended up adopting us as new missionaries for the church, and that just means a lot to us since we're young. They even included Matt in the Sunday morning service doing the call to worship and invocation, which was just cool.
So, that was a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. Really, really loved that.
Yeah, everybody was super sweet.
And we got to hear Dan Iverson speak. He gave the sermon that morning, Sunday morning, for the missions conference. And it's really encouraging to hear how missional he is and how missions is so central to everything that he does, and everything that Jesus means to him is missions is right there with it.
Mm.
You know, and I feel like we're not always like that. And I think it was, I think it was really powerful, and we need to be more like that.
Mm. Yeah, he even recommended this Piper sermon to us that was super good.
Doing missions when dying is gain.
Yeah. Yep. You should go and look it up right now, because it was just excellent mm-hmm. and inspiring and challenging.
Yeah, and it's something that God has really been impressing on our hearts, too, is that, you know, I think he really is preparing us for the field, and he's preparing us to have no fear to go out and share the gospel, because he'll be right there with us. And you don't always think about the resurrection of Jesus on Easter as being directly correlated to missions, but really it is, and that's something that we've really been coming to realize, is that missions is just so central to the gospel and so central to Jesus's heart. You know, when Jesus died, the curtain was torn in two so that all people would be able to come to him, all mm-hmm. nations from all tongues. And we see in Revelation what Jesus wants. You see all nations before him celebrating and worshiping. And that's something that we got a little bit of taste of in pre-field training, if you remember that. Yeah. And that little moment where we got to worship with those people who were totally different cultures, totally different languages from us, that little moment really inside of me has really lit a fire. And I kind of, you know, I want more of that.
Like, you long to hear God worshiped.
Yeah.
In all
from all tongues.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just something about it that I can't really explain.
Mm. You're made for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our pastor was talking kind of about this similar thing, that, you know, really we need to give our all to Christ. We need to give everything to Christ for his mission. And a quote that he said that I thought was really cool was, I don't remember the context of it at all, but he said, I think it was his dad who said it to him, and he said, you know, we're not all going to make it out of here alive.
Yeah, nobody's going to make it out of here.
Yeah, none of us are making it out of here alive, you know? And what he meant by that was you should give Jesus your all, you know, give Jesus everything. Give him more than just your tithe. Give him everything.
Yeah. Which is so foreign to Americans, especially to us living it, where we have everything we need. We have way more than we need. We're so comfortable where, you know, we don't need all this stuff. We're not making it out of here alive. It ain't going with us.
Like Dad Iverson said something really bold. You remember what I was about to say?
I don't know.
He was talking about what is man's chief end?
Oh yeah, I like this.
To glorify God and enjoy Him forever, right? That's the Westminster Confession. Mm-hmm. But Dan Iverson said, everyone says, you know, the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Everyone knows that. But most people are sitting on man's chief end.
That's all they're doing.
They're not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really a great thing to say to spur people on. I mean, it's very bold. It's not something that would come out of my mouth, probably.
Right.
But
that was his dad's quote, yeah.
Yeah.
So his point that we need to get off of man's chief end and do man's chief end.
But we've been really encouraged in that way, just knowing Jesus' heart for all nations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and we even got to be a part of singing about that and leading worship on Easter. We got to do Easter choir, so I did a choir with the kids and with the adults and the teens, and Matt actually had written some lyrics probably a couple years ago after he heard a sermon.
Yeah.
And we'd been wanting to put it to music, but we didn't have a good reason. And just as we were getting ready for Easter, we're like, this might actually work for an Easter choir song. But I've never written a choral piece before. Like, even in school, I never had to do anything like that. I think I had to write little things, but it was never choral.
Yeah.
And so that was a big challenge. We ended up writing it. After we finished, I was really proud of everybody because we only rehearsed for like 3 weeks and it was very limited rehearsal time. Proud of what we pulled off, but after writing it, I'm like, yeah, there are many things that I would go back and change in the music for it, just from learning, learning from experience.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not perfect, but
no. But then the kids choir was super adorable. I got to write that one, which was fun. I'm finding a new passion writing kids songs. Really like doing that.
Yeah,
they're just fun, and
And it's fun to see him sing it too.
It's so cute. They're so cute. So that was really special. Got to sing some of my favorite songs on Easter. One of my all-time favorite Easter songs is the Geddes. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Yep.
I love that song. So I got to sing that one with the choir at the end. Yep. So it's just a great day celebrating our risen Savior. And yeah, thankful for that. And if you could be praying for us, we have a little bit coming up. We have a couple church visits coming up. We're just praying for more partners, more prayer partners, more financial partners. And even more than that, just peace during all of our life transition. We're going to be moving out of our cabin in about 4 weeks, and that's pretty soon. So we just have some things to tie up before we do that. And after we move, we're moving in with my family, so we'll have a little bit less time to do the things we need to do. So just prayer for being able to transition well and for the Lord to continue to provide financially for us to get to Japan.
Yeah. And just pray also for our team in Japan as well. They have a lot going on. Praise the Lord, they just took like 40 kids on a retreat and got to share the gospel with them. So that's awesome. Great opportunity for them. And we're hearing that makes us really excited to want to go and to be a part of that. So we're kind of jumping and we're kind of eager to be there, especially since we can see that 70% in sight.
Right.
You know,
1% away from 70.
It'll get pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we just, just pray that we'll have the patience to finish out, and that hopefully God's timing is soon.
It's okay if not. But yeah, we'd love to be there.
Right.
But yeah, thanks for listening. If you have anything you want us to talk about, or if you just want to talk to us, we would love to talk to you. So please reach out to us. We're super thankful for all of you. Thanks for coming along on this journey with us. Bye-bye.
Bye.